dares and risks, you know, and chances.
I called you up and asked you to be on the cover, and you said, I'll do the tux thing, but I just want to wear my checkered shoes. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Vans in this. I'm in a tux, I'm rocking my Vans, and I'm wearing my shades from Shades of Charleston. I happen to have them in my... They're pretty sweet.
And you've got... And with you on the cover is our Mayor Linda Page and Monsignor Carter. So you're there with the politician, and you're there with Monsignor Carter.
It's like a good company. It's like I said when I tweeted the link, you know, a DJ, the mayor, and a priest walk into a bar. This would be a great trio. Maybe we could go to Richard's up on 17 one night.
There you go.
I'll ask Carter if he wants to come up there.
He's a really cool guy.
He is a really cool guy. He was my Monsignor over Christ our King when I lived in Mount Pleasant.
I enjoyed talking to him a lot.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, and I thought about pulling him aside before the photo shoot. Because we were waiting on the mayor.
No confession.
Oh, yeah. We could have set one up right there. We could have set one up right there. We probably would have melted the camera, though, all the heat coming off him.
In the last 5 years, we've had 184,973 votes.
Wow.
So it's really grown, and everybody can see everything at bestofmountpleasant.com. That's where everybody's there from previous years to this year. And the video that we did about the photo shoot is on there, and you're interviewed on it.
Yeah. Give a little shout out to my sweetheart here, who I'd be nothing without her. I always try to acknowledge that.
Aww.
I don't want to be that guy who takes all the credit. You know what I'm saying?
It is a teamwork. No matter what you do, this magazine, Mount Pleasant Magazine, is definitely a teamwork. We have a tremendous team. Anything that's successful is a teamwork. It really is. And this is, we're just humbled and honored that we've got so much response, for the best of. And you know what happens is, especially in areas like ours where people are moving in, the best of becomes a guide to new residents coming to town because they know the locals voted on it. And so they know these have, you know, whether it's a category of doctors or dentists or restaurants or shopping, they know that if the local residents voted about it, then it's probably worth checking it out.
You know? Absolutely. Now, you can pick this up on newsstands now.
It will be in the grocery stores, the Harris Teeter. It's always in the Harris Teeters and the Publix and the CVS's. And then we direct mail the magazine every other month to 10,000 residents in Mount Pleasant.
Awesome.
And then the rest are distributed like the CVS. We actually, you know what happened, Box? This is pretty cool. The state of South Carolina sanctioned the magazine to be in all the welcome centers.
Awesome.
So every time the magazine comes out, we direct mail it to the welcome centers. And I was wondering why, because everybody wants to be in the welcome centers. So I actually called the lady up and I said, why? I don't mean to look gift horse in the mouth, but why did you choose the magazine? She said, because there's a lot of people that ask about Mount Pleasant in your area. And we also want the people that are running the welcome centers to read it. So that when people ask questions about Mount Pleasant, they'll be better prepared to answer the questions. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Like we're a greeter, like we are like a Walmart greeter coming into the state of South Carolina, and Mount Pleasant Magazine there's to greet everybody.
I can see this. You go to a welcome center, you pull up and you're like, sir, I'm inquiring about some information in Mount Pleasant. Is it really, really, really outrageously expensive to live there? Hold on a second. Yes.
Well, if you read the magazine, though, affordable housing is an important thing. And I did an article. We did an article 2 issues ago. And I guess affordable can be a variation. But we found people that bought. I know somebody that bought a townhouse for $237,000. I know somebody else that bought a house for $310,000, $305,000. So there's affordable housing.
I'm picking something else out of this article on page 79. Continues from page 78. It's a middle spread, and there are some illustrious names here. Jesse B., why don't you play along with me here and see if you can spot it, okay? 78.
I'm getting there.
Okay. You're getting there.
78 of the guide or 78?
Well, whatever page. I thought it was just 78.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You got it?
This?
No.
See,
no, you gotta go way ahead. Yeah. Go like middle of the magazine. This is fascinating radio.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, anyway.
I'm glad you're all along with us for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys just have fun here.
Now you see some of these big celebrities like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler and Ron Howard.
Huge.
And Mick Jagger.
Oh, that, you know, that's a really cool story.
No, that's not
Mick Jagger. That's not Mick Jagger.
Oh, does it say?
That's Steven Tyler, and you said he's Mick Jagger.
That story is about a deli in New York that closed. The guy that owned it, and it was a well-known deli. And the guy that used to run it lives on the Isle of Palms.
Nice.
So it was like the stage deli. It was called the stage.
Mm-hmm. All the world's a stage deli.
And there's just so much to see in here. And this is the best of the best. The best place to have brunch. The best place to get your hair cut. The best place to have dinner. The best place for a cocktail.
And one of the best DJs. And one of the best radio stations.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but hey.
Actually, y'all
appreciate it.
Hey, let me ask you some questions about the tower. You guys are going to get a... Because when Paul, Paul and I were talking about this ad, that's a big deal for you guys, is it not?
We've been working on that for a while, and there's a window to make some things happen. And
so the people in Mount Pleasant, the readers of Mount Pleasant magazine, they'll be able to hear a better signal.
It has taken hold of 98 Rock, to be sure. We're already springing out a little bit stronger, and it's going to be, once everything's done, it's going to be great. You know, because I talked to a lot of people in Mount Pleasant who listen to the show, but... sometimes they can't get it in the office.
I never have a challenge.
Or they have
of course, to, I've downloaded the app.
But I'm saying, the farther out you go, as everything
more
continues
of Mount
to
Pleasant
expand.
Will be able to hear us, and all of Mount Pleasant will be able to hear us better.
Love it.
Well, I mean, I
and then the rest of the Lowcountry.
Absolutely.
By way of what we're doing,
moving on up.
Yeah, it's pretty
moving
nice.
On up. Well, that's good. I mean, seriously.
I'm telling you, I'm glad, and that kind of. That, you know, is a good explanation of why we're all making four-figure salaries.
There you go. There
you know, we're doing this for the love and the sweat, man. So
But you love what you do. I love doing Mount Pleasant Magazine. You guys, and you've grown to love doing the radio station.
Absolutely.
And then I know, Box, everybody can tell you love what you do.
I absolutely do. I'm the luckiest man you know.
There you go. And isn't it true, y'all, if you find something you love, you never work a day in your life. Is that not true?
Well, I told a kid, he came in here, he was all fascinated by what I'm doing. I said, if you find something you love as much as I love this, that's success.
Well, it's success personally, that's right. People, happiness, everybody thinks of monetary things, that's not true.
I just like enough money to afford the cost of living in the city where I work.
Like
that would be nice.
Like Matt Lauer?
That's all I'm saying. That's my only gripe. It would be nice.
So when you read Mount Pleasant Magazine, since you lived over there, I know you read the magazine, right, Bob?
All the time.
When you read the magazine, what do you like most about it?
That it kept my attention while I was in the crapper. What I liked was just, I mean, there's just always great locally focused articles. You get to meet exciting people in the community that are doing really cool things. And, Mount Pleasant has undergone a lot of change well before I even moved here.
Right.
You talk to people who lived here 25 years ago, and they're talking about what it used to be like. And, you know, the whole thing is it's such a tony area of town, but there still is a lot of history and a lot of character.
Absolutely.
And you guys do a good job of pointing that out. It is not just all brand new buildings the other neighborhoods hidden behind those big walls down 17.
You know, one of the things too, my pub note, and I truly believe this, like social media has taken us over, and there's a lot of good about it, and of course there's other conversations as well, but the best of it, the first best of I did in Mount Pleasant was in 1993 when I had East Cooper magazine, and there wasn't as many votes and things like that, but my publisher's note speaks to the best of is the foundation of social media. In print, because it's where the friends and their families and people voted for something. So it was a way to communicate, because as you know, it's no longer about what Google says. It's about what your friends and family say on Facebook and social media. So I really think that even though it's in print, although you can read it in digital, it's, if you go to Mount Pleasant, if you go to bestofmountpleasant.com, you can read a digital version of the magazine right now.
Or just go to mountpleasantmagazine.com, mm-hmm. and then it will...
And there's a digital version there, too, and you can read it on your iPad, and you read it on your cell phone and all that. But the point is that the best of was the first element of social media, because it was when people were communicating about what they thought was the best, what they felt about this, what they felt... And then when you collaborate all the votes. So, you know, I'm old school. I've been doing this for many, many, many years. But I do feel like the best of, no matter where you were in the United States, because every magazine does this like this. It was a form of social media. It was the first form of social media.
Well, and it still continues to this day, and the new issue looks great, Bill.
I appreciate you being on the front cover. It was fun having you
there. Absolutely, man. I'll come to any party you throw, brother. Yeah. And thank you for coming in, and check out bestofmountpleasant.com or mountpleasantmagazine.com, and you can find out more information about how you can get it delivered to your residence.
That's
and,
correct.
Maybe if you're a Welcome Center who hasn't heard about Mount Pleasant Magazine.
And you can watch a video of you. I interviewed you.
I know. And you that were was awesome. After, and that was after a few mimosas. I'm surprised I kept it together.
It's quite a party. Hey, you got to remember, February 3rd is the best of party. So you guys both are welcome to come. It'll be fun. It's awesome. It's going to be at the Sweetgrass Center and back on 17. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
But don't tell me exactly where it is. We don't want all three of our fans to, you know, crash the place. But yes, I will be there. I hope Jesse B can make it. I would love to strut in with my hot morning radio date.
There you go.
Oh.
I love the station. One of the reasons I like the station is so local. And that's what Mount Pleasant Magazine is about. It's very, very local. First thing we do when we talk about a story is, what is the connection to Mount Pleasant? What in the next issue, one of the things we're going to do is Boeing. Do you know that there's only three places in the world you can pick up a new Boeing aircraft? It's Seattle, it's in Europe, and then it's here in Charleston. And there's people that live in Mount Pleasant that are instrumental in delivering those new planes. So it's, you know, many things we're doing.
What does it take to make an airplane soar?
Apparently he does. Hey, Bill Macchio, we love you. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, dude.
I got to boot you out of here.
All right.
We have music to play. Yeah. And then another great magazine. You know Darcy Shanklin over at Charleston Magazine, I
Absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely.
Isn't she one of the best people in the whole wide world?
I respect, I love publishing. I think we're all a crazy bunch of
people. I think she's just the deep down, I don't care what she does for a living. I think
she's
deep
awesome.
Down, she's just an amazing human being.
Yeah. You guys interview her a lot, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We're going to interview her next, right?
Awesome. Is she downstairs?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. We're up here with you.
I got to get you out of here. I am trying to be diplomatic. Get the hell.